This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams. The Senate Banking Committee meets today for another hearing about the Equifax data breach. Now that major credit reporting agencies are woven into the fabric of our financial system, what can Congress actually do to protect consumers? Marketplace's Ryan Kailoth reports.
The nation may be divided, but one thing enjoying bipartisan support right now? Publicly flogging Equifax for its data breaches.
Everybody's angry about Equifax, and for once, they're looking for solutions.
Ed Merzwinski of the U.S. Public Interest Research Group says there are two fixes everyone agrees on.
The first thing I think Congress can do is to make freezes free for everybody.
Freezing your credit report prevents hackers who have your data from opening new accounts in your name. But the three big credit firms generally charge for the service, and fees can build up. Second solution?
We need to get away from using the Social Security number.
In other words, keep it away from hackers by not using it in the first place. But Patrick Henry, a Republican congressman from North Carolina, says in the end, we may have to reexamine the role of credit bureaus overall.
There's a larger question about the utility of credit reporting agencies in a modern environment around big data.
That's a problem that won't be solved in a single hearing. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoth for Marketplace.